Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In a recently released report from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, it estimated that the total cost for Americans to comply with government regulations reduced our wealth by $1.86 trillion in the year 2013. That damage cost almost $6,000 a year for every man, woman, and child now living in this country. This cost shows up in the World Bank Group's Doing Business rankings. Where do you think the United States ranks against other nations in terms of ease of doing business? It gives me no pleasure to tell you that the U.S. is now ranked 46th best. It is easier to start a business in countries such as Armenia, Georgia, Azerbaijan, Burundi, and Russia than it is in America. Noted journalist John Stossel did a study of the regulatory hoops a child would have to go through in order to open a lemonade stand in front of his or her home in New York City. Here are just some of the regulations Stossel encountered. Register as a sole proprietor with the county clerk's office. Apply to the IRS to get an employer identification number. Complete a 15-hour food protection course and then pass the one-hour exam. Wait 3 to 5 weeks for the food protection certificate. Register with the state of New York for a sales tax license. Apply for a temporary food service establishment permit. Arrange for an inspection by the Bureau of Food Safety and Community Sanitation. Buy a fire department certified portable fire extinguisher. In order to open a home business lemonade stand in New York City would take 65 days. Is it any wonder that the population of the United States has grown by 65 million people in the past 25 years, yet the number of self-employed has declined? At one time, America called itself the land of the free and the land of opportunity. Those days disappeared decades ago. With vanished opportunities for the self-employed, the nation has also lost the millions of jobs that they could have created. You could also ask yourself, how many jobs could have been created with that nearly $2 trillion cost of government regulation each year? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.